OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
OFM News spoke to ordinary South Africans, asking them why they do participate in the protest action or why not.
I'm confused about this, what is happening in our country. I don't know anymore what to wish to follow, that is why.
My name is TK Davis and I'll be participating in the march today. The state of the nation as it is, it's not really in the best shape. In order for us to salvage it, we have to do whatever it is that's necessary, which means even if we have to participate in the march today, then that's what we have to go through in order to save our next generation.
We are marching for a good cause because things seems to be getting worse. Nothing seems to work in our favor as ordinary people.
Former Free State ANC MEC Sekgopi Malebo spoke out about troubles and tribulations within his beloved organization, saying, although there were many cabinet reshufflings in the past, this one was different.
That reshuffling is a manifestation of us having lost one and the only thing that we earned through struggle, help us to earn the respect of Africa, the respect of the developing world, our political sovereignty. And that, for me, is utterly despicable, totally unforgivable.
Malebo says President Zuma did not consult. He did not take the possible reaction of South Africans' consideration.
We don't know what motivated the president to come up with this. People say that he's not obliged to inform us, but he's obliged to inform those who are in the political authority of the organization. This defies, therefore, the justification that he may have.
He says, looking back, the president, in fact, insulted the country.
Now, to give somebody our right to choose our cabinet, you're insulting us. You're insulting the struggle of many. You're insulting the legacies of all the valiant freedom fighters. You're insulting our constitution.
Malebo says the timing was all wrong.
This reshuffling happens at the time when we thought Treasury has done everything that is required to avert the worst. What we have done with this downgrading, we have actually mortgaged the future of our children. How do you say the man was capable and yet you remove him?
He explains why it seems that a decision to remove former President Thabo Mbeki was taken overnight, but recalling the current president is much more difficult.
President Mbeki's response was political. He knew that if he take an act of defiance, he'll polarize and divide the organization. And instead, obliged to the political directive given by the NEC. The difference with what we see today is that none of us can say President Zuma, he's subjecting himself to respecting the unity of our movement. It's supposed to start with him, with his political consciousness, to respond directly to the political conditions of our country.
Kathy Glodlo, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.